Hey guys!
Welcome back!
Welcome back!
Hey!
So if you haven't...
Your favorite podcast at Minford High School.
Yeah, we actually got a lot of good feedback from our last one, which is really nice. So if you don't already know who we are the Conspiracy Crew.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so I'm Kennedy, if you don't already know.
I'm Kara.
And I'm Macy.
Okay, so previously on these last two podcasts that we did, the first one we did was Chemtrails. And the second one was the Mandela Effect. And today, we have...
The Mattress Firm Conspiracy Theory. It's my favorite,
It's a good one.
It's a good... Because I think it's true. Like, right. I think it's actually true.
Okay, so before you get into yours... Daily Knock Knock Joke!
Woohoo!
Okay, so... Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Luke.
Luke who?
Luke through the peephole and see who it is.
That wasn't good.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
That was the best. Okay, you had so many options. I saw you look up like 100.
Oh no, I was debating between the two, but I did that one because.
Okay, wait. Can we hear the other one?
Oh gosh, what was it? I can't remember.
Second daily not known joke.
I can't remember it.
Kennedy, you're letting the fans down.
I know. Let's see. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Figs.
Figs who?
Fix the doorbell, it's broken.
That one was better.
That was better. That was still bad, Kennedy. Anyway.
Okay, sorry.
Mattress Firm stores.
Today is my favorite conspiracy theory. Now, I did say last podcast that the Mandela is my favorite, but I lied.
You can have more than one favorite.
This one is my favorite. I love this one. I could get into a discussion all day about it.
Alrighty.
Okay.
We're ready.
So, it all started with... a Reddit post.
Okay.
And I can't find the user because the Reddit post was taken down.
Ooh.
It doesn't say by who. It just said it was taken down
it
a few days after.
It was taken down
after.
By Mattress Firm stores. It was taken down by Mattress Firm stores.
You couldn't see that, but she just got so close and just whispered.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so the Reddit post says Mattress Firm is some sort of giant money laundering scheme, which you guys know what money laundering is, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because I looked it up if you didn't know, for sure.
Yeah, go ahead and just...
Yeah, go ahead and share for those who don't
go
know.
Go ahead and... Okay. Yeah.
It's the operation of any criminal activity that is long-term.
So okay.
Money laundering is like when you have a bunch of money and you... Like, from criminal activity and you spread it out. Like, mm-hmm. That's what we're going to get into with the mattress firms, and you spread it out mm-hmm. so it doesn't look like anything suspicious, like
okay, I see.
Or anything like that.
All right.
And so this person goes on to say that they remember seeing 4 mattress firms all on each corner of an intersection once.
I remember seeing that.
And the problem is that, like, people who buy you don't buy a new mattress that often.
You buy a new mattress, like... Maybe
every
7 8 years, 7 years?
7 to 9 years, actually.
Wow.
And then, Kennedy, you told me the other day, like, your parents haven't bought one in, like, what?
Yeah, I'm literally right now using my parents' old mattress up in my new room. And, like, they've been married for 20 years. I don't know how long they've had this mattress.
I've never gotten a new mattress.
In my whole entire lifetime, I've never bought a new mattress for myself.
My mattress is at least 17 years old.
I'll say mine... Well, Macy, you have a different one when you're a toddler.
Yeah.
So I know, like, but we still had that same mattress.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When we bought the house, but I didn't sleep
in it.
I'll
say we bought one, like, that's it.
Probably. Yeah.
So, not everyone's buying one every 7 to 9 years.
Yeah, that's...
So why is there so many?
Yeah, I've always actually wondered that, because...
Money laundering!
Woohoo!
But this isn't good.
I looked this up on Google Maps, and there are 8 mattress firm stores in Columbus.
In Columbus, there's
8.
There's not even that many Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah, what the heck?
Chick-fil-A's is way more important than mattresses.
Yeah, amen.
I found this. This was what I thought was the most interesting. Okay. So, just to show actually how many there are in America. So, you know how popular Starbucks is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
People get Starbucks all the time. It's actually something you can buy every day.
Exactly.
And, okay. In the United States, there are 12,700 Starbucks, roughly. That's roughly how
many
there
okay.
were. There are 9,200 mattress firm stores.
No one needs that many mattresses.
That's crazy.
Unless you're compared to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Compared to Starbucks.
That's
unless
crazy.
You're like a mattress addict.
Yeah.
You don't need that many mattresses.
No, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people out there who, like, not coming for people, but some people think that they get bed bugs easily or whatever, and they feel like they have to go,
that doesn't
like,
mean
constantly.
You have to get a new mattress.
I know, but that's how some people are. I feel like that's another reason. Like, they're like, oh my gosh, we have to get a new mattress now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, I don't judge y'all's habits, but...
I don't
judge, but you don't need that many mattresses. That's just a waste of money.
Yeah, and mattresses are expensive.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
why like,
especially
no one buys
like,
them.
Especially like the hybrid ones. Like my parents, like I think 5 years ago, they bought a hybrid mattress, which was regular mattress and memory foam put into one. They got a king size one, and it's like it's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's a little too hard for me. I like kind of like one with a little bit of give.
Yeah. See, yesterday I went to the mall. I know, right? Dangerous with the corona.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, I like a softer mattress.
Yeah, I don't.
I hate the. They were like they had those things you could sample, hard coils or soft coils. I'm like, who wants to sleep on a rock?
I know. That's
my God.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so I did find information on the person who owns Mattress Firm.
Okay.
And who like so. Actually, they didn't own it until 2016, which was actually when there was less Mattress Firms.
Yeah.
So, the retailer, I can't talk, sorry, Miss McLeese. It's Steinhoff, is that what that says?
What?
Steinhoff?
Yeah, oh, Steinhoff?
Steinhoff. He bought Mattress Firm, the company,
yeah.
For $3.8 billion.
What?
And at the time, everyone was skeptical why he put so much money into a business that
yeah that
because it wasn't that
no and honestly if you watch TV there's not that many ads for Mattress Firms like
there's not
like I've seen like maybe one or two
I
like,
don't think I was even Mattress
I've never
firm,
seen
because
yeah.
there's other mattresses
I've never
like,
seen a Mattress Firm
because like if you think about it there's like home stores that have mattresses in it and those are like
yeah.
home goods Lazy Boy.
The only time I really even heard of Mattress Firm was when I first heard of this conspiracy.
Yeah. I didn't buy my mattress from Mattress Firm.
No, I don't think we did either.
I didn't. It goes on to say here, towards the end of last year, the stock price tanked by much as 62% in one day.
Wow.
Wiping out $15 billion of its market value.
Wow.
So how is it still open?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, unless you're... putting money in.
Right.
Because then a good example of this...
Have you seen that, like, SpongeBob and, like, how Mr. Krabs, like, hides his money underneath his mattress?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's what they're doing.
That's, yeah.
They're
that's
hiding their
the
money
idea.
Underneath their mattresses.
Oh, gosh.
I'll say because the way that it doesn't look suspicious is, like, if, for an example, a laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, they... Let's say this guy owns 4 laundromats,
mm-hmm.
and he does money laundering. For, like, drugs and stuff.
Mm.
And he just splits the money out through the 4 stores.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, that's what we got through doing laundry.
Yeah.
But not really. So it doesn't look suspicious.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that's... Dang.
They must have a lot of money if they need that many
yeah.
stores to, like, spread out the money.
Yeah, that's just... I don't...
Because There's a ton.
There's, yeah.
But strangely, there's none around here.
Yeah, I think,
yeah,
is the closest one in Chillicothe?
I think so.
I think, yeah.
There's like six of them in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
There's 7 in Columbus, and then there's like 1 Chillicothe, and that's it. And
right.
Around here.
Okay, I haven't looked this up, which I'm about to. I don't know who Mattress Firm's parent company is.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that the parent company, which we'll look up in a minute, recently disclosed accounting irregularities.
I'll look up the Mattress Firm parent.
So, like, they think it's off, too.
Yeah, I mean...
I wonder who the parent company is.
I'll look it up.
I'm surprised, like, if this is an actual, like, conspiracy, I'm surprised that they haven't, like,
Steinhoff International.
Steinhoff.
Is the parent organization.
Okay.
That's his.
I just don't understand, like...
Because he's a South African retailer.
Oh.
So his company is the parent company and the Mattress Firm company. Because
yeah.
Mattress Firm is a company on itself.
Yeah.
But this guy bought that out. So he is the parent company.
I just don't understand, like, why... If this is such a big conspiracy, yeah. then why haven't they been investigated?
Yeah, why haven't, like, police been involved?
I guess if it is, like, I guess they actually don't have proof, though.
Yeah,
I mean, and you can't investigate without proof, like, actual
exactly,
proof.
Right.
Yeah, because this is just a conspiracy.
These aren't facts, but...
I mean...
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's kind of...
I don't see how.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy of how many...
It's kind of crazy!
I don't even know, man. It's... I don't know. I hear your dogs barking, yeah, Marcy. Yeah,
if you can hear dogs barking, those are my dogs.
Well...
They're really cute.
That's it.
That's it!
Wow, that's a crazy conspiracy, because
it's my favorite.
I just don't understand how they're not shut down yet. I mean, like, I know you need, like, hard, cold facts,
but... I wonder if
they're
gonna open more.
I know, we should keep that in check, like, we should see how many over the years.
Update, next podcast, we'll update you how many mattress firms there are, and even for, like... And you'll get to see us maybe one day. We'll go to a mattress firm.
Oh, yeah.
We can vlog it.
We can turn this into a vlog.
And we'll go to Starbucks because...
Yeah, Starbucks.
Yes, but we'll do
not
it...
Not sponsored.
Once we're not on lockdown.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Lockdown. Right. Well, guys, we hope that you enjoyed this episode.
Woohoo!
And we will see you next time.
Bye!